This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Do.
That's right. Bogey and Wojo.
Oh, yeah.
And we are leading you into
what?
Red Wings hockey tonight. And don't look now. The Red Wings have won, what is it, five of the last six?
Six of seven.
Hottest team in the NHL. And tonight, they welcome in Jacob Chychrun.
And the Arizona/Phoenix, what do they call themselves? The Coyotes.
The Coyotes will finally get an answer. Who was better, Dennis Cholowski or Jacob Chychrun?
Cholowski's been pretty damn good,
I gotta say.
He has
been.
And listen, Bogey. I've got the standings right here, and I'm going to ask you. Put your right hand, raise your right hand.
Okay.
Repeat after me. For the next few weeks, as long as the Red Wings win...
For the next few weeks, as long as the Red Wings somehow win...
I will stop being snarky about them and give them credit.
I will do my best to not be snarky and give them some semblance of credit.
Okay, that's about as far as I can go right now. Okay, that's okay.
No, look, if they want to do a little like early season rally goose or something like that, like the Tigers did, that's fine. Do it early, do it now, do it live, and then be done with it. And
let
lose
a creature
a bunch of
loose
games.
On the ice at Little Caesars and have it run around and bang into the boards, and then they save it. It could be anything. It could be an eel. I don't care.
Yeah,
it could be an
it
octopus.
As long as they don't lose sight of the goal, which is lose for Hughes. That's all I ask.
They are only, as we sit right now, if I'm looking at this correctly, the Wings are only 4 points out of the wild card.
Okay.
Okay, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams ahead of them, but they're only 4 points out.
Okay, this is actually the perfect way to set this topic up because... I was watching Get Up this morning. Okay, on ESPN, Get Up, you know, Get Up or whatever, you know, however the music goes.
That's the best time, the morning, for Get Up.
That's a good point, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's always best in the morning.
Do you think they meant that as a double entendre? I think they did.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think they were trying to draw attention. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Attention seekers. No, so I was watching Get Up this morning, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they had a discussion. It was Mike Greenberg. It was Laura Rutledge, who, my God, she's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been doing a great job. She's all over the place, and good for her. But they had Jalen Rose as well.
And they were
having a conversation about, you know, basically rooting for your team to lose. Like if you are, say, the Detroit Red Wings, or you're a fan of the Red Wings, right?
Okay.
We all understand that the best thing for the organization is for them to get the number one pick and get Jack Hughes. Hashtag lose for Hughes, right?
The best thing for the long-term part of the organization. But there are some people who live in the short term. Like fans maybe who bought tickets this year.
Meaning they don't get it. So
I'm just saying, not everybody thinks long-term.
But using the Red Wings, using the Tigers... To me, I would use the Pistons, but they aren't set on doing that, so whatever. And now the Lions, who are 3-6, and honestly, the best thing that can happen to them is if this thing bottoms out and they get a high draft pick. I listened to Laura Rutledge and Jalen Rosen. Both of them were like, were very hesitant to say, oh, I could never root against, you know, any of these players. They work so hard. It wouldn't feel right, you know, for them to feel bad after all the work that they put in. And Jalen Rose talked about being a Lions fan and how he's never rooted for the team to lose because on the field, they've been so bad that he wants them to play well once they're actually out there. He doesn't worry about the draft or anything else beyond
that. This is a national show, and they were talking about the Lions?
Jalen Rose.
Jalen was,
of course.
Were they in general about the Detroit teams or no? Just in general. Okay.
That was Jalen's way of bringing it up.
All right.
So I am curious because they were very hesitant to say, oh my gosh, I mean, just root against your team. They couldn't do it. You know, they didn't think it was right. Why do fans have such a difficult time rooting against their team? Even though they understand that it is for the best part of the organization. If you lose, if you get a high draft pick, and if you bottom out.
I have an answer.
Okay, well, the phone number is 248-539-9797, and ticket text is at 97136.
Here's the answer. And it's the same reason that so many teams are reluctant to admit to tanking or commit to tanking. Like the 76ers were the famous one, but for the most part, teams don't want to announce it, commit to it. For this very reason, I think teams and also fans are afraid that once you disconnect yourself emotionally, it's very difficult to reconnect.
That's so not true.
It is for teams. We talked about for the Tigers fans, they lost a generation of baseball fans.
No, they didn't.
They did.
Because I grew up in the 90s.
You're not the only example. It took a World Series run. It took Mike Ilitch spending $200 million a year to buy back baseball fans. It did. Same thing.
He didn't spend $200 million prior to 2006, like 2006,
he overspent for Pudge Rodriguez,
Placido Polanco, Maglio Ordonez, Carlos Guillen. You had to pay some guys, but
you can't.
They didn't have a $220 million payroll in the luxury tax or whatever you want to call
it. If you want to play the anecdotal game and view yourself, look at somebody like the crazy kid before us, Valeni, who has disavowed himself in Michigan State for now. Don't you think if he ever returns and becomes Mr. Tailgate Guy, think it'll be very difficult to reconnect?
Once you disconnect emotionally,
I think fans want to always at least say, you know what, even though maybe I didn't go to as many games, I still followed my team. Maybe you don't root as hard, but I still followed them. I never rooted for them to lose.
You can still follow. And look.
But you don't have to root for them to lose either.
You don't necessarily have to, but why do you have to feel so almost like guilty by doing so?
Because you feel like you're cheating on a longtime lover.
You're not, though. These teams should understand as well that the moment that you're actually good and you're worth a damn, people are going to pay to be down there. People are going to be invested. People are going to be rooting for you to win a championship, and everyone will be all in.
Okay, maybe the teams think that, and they probably do, but as a fan, I could see how you would feel. Say you were a long, long, long time fan, how you would feel about all of a sudden now I'm booing my team and now I hope they lose.
You don't even have to boo, though.
Hoping they lose.
Yeah, you're okay with the fact.
No. You're not a true fan if.
That's not true.
No. If you don't understand why that would be hard. You can do that if you want. I'm not telling you. But you have to understand why that would be hard for some fans.
Speaking as someone who has been here, okay? I've grown up here my entire life. I grew up with the Wings being phenomenal, the Pistons finally getting back to being a good, you know, quality team, Tigers being terrible and then getting good, and the Lions always being absolutely dreadful. And I can sit here and know when things are good, I'm all in. I'm invested. I'm happy. Go get it. Make that trade. Prince Fielder. Try to put us over the top to win a title, right? I also can acknowledge when things are bad like they are right now, I don't need this. I need stars. I need the chance to have a revamped team.
You do understand you're not entitled to have a winning team in all four pro teams every year.
Right now we have all four losing teams.
Well, that's unfortunate, but there are always going to be situations like this. And I actually think some fans, now you may be different. No, you are different. Some fans take pride in being there through the thick and the thin. Some do. They do. They like to. You know what? I'll go to Comerica Park when there's only 8,000 people there. Yeah, I like it. That's fine.
But that's the thing. That's okay. Like, we're still going to watch the Tigers. Tonight, I'll watch the Red Wings. I mean, I watch every Pistons game. I watch every Lions game. I mean, even if I weren't doing this for a living, I would still be doing that.
Yeah, but you sit there and watch and you hope they lose. I don't think the average fan does.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.